This is Voices of Our World, and I'm Eileen Bott.
No flag-draped beer or muffled drum to set the cadence for a final dress parade. But it was not always thus. Remember, once you worshipped me and named me a god in many tongues and made offering lest I exact too terrible a tribute.
2 days after we spoke with Cindy Sheehan, she was the first to be arrested on September 27th with 216 fellow anti-war demonstrators after sitting on the sidewalk following a march down Pennsylvania Avenue. As the arrests were taking place, Medea Benjamin, founding director of Global Exchange and co-founder of Code Pink, Women for Peace, called radio host Randy Rhodes while on air on the Air America network to report what was happening. And pretty much mid-sentence, Benjamin was interrupted by a policeman intent on arresting her as well. Listeners then heard the whole arrest process go down because Benjamin's cell phone had dropped to the sidewalk with the call still in progress. Here's Kathy with Medea Benjamin at the September 24th protest.
We're speaking today with Medea Benjamin of Global Exchange and Code Pink.
How's it been so far? I only just got here an hour ago.
Oh, it's just been unbelievable. I mean, the huge masses of people, it's got to be hundreds of thousands. We couldn't see the beginning or the end or the middle. I mean, it was so big. And I think this is a huge shot in the arm for the peace movement. We've been waiting for this for the last year. People have been really depressed about the elections and depressed about the war, and now you see the energy just surging forward, and I think this will be a wake-up call to a lot of politicians that when the polls say the majority of the people are against this war, it's not just the polls, it's also people speaking with their feet, getting out into the streets, and people are angry. They know there's not enough money to keep funding a war, tax cuts to the rich, and not rebuild our country, and they want to rebuild our country. So I'm excited about all the energy from today.
Do you think, Medea, there's been a particular catalyst that made things just pick up steam suddenly, or what do you think?
Well, it was back in June that the polls started to change. They had been changing little by little, but come June, more people said they were against the war than were for it. They said that the war was unwinnable. They said that we were less safe at home because we're fighting over there. And then just recently, they've also said they want the troops to come home as soon as possible. So I think it was a slow recognition that this looks like visions of Vietnam, that this isn't going to be, quote, quick and dirty, that it was costing too much in human lives and it was costing too much financially. And I think Hurricane Katrina and now Hurricane Rita are really going to blow this over the top with people saying we just don't have the resources to keep funneling down a black hole in Iraq for death and destruction when we could be using it to both rebuild Iraq and rebuild our tattered infrastructure here at home.
Medea, lastly, I saw a lot of folks lining the other side of the street today. They looked very angry. They were on the other side of this dispute. What would you say to those folks?
I would say that we should get together and think about the real needs of this country, that let's go back to the original proposition of finding who attacked us on September 11th, and let's also recognize that national security means healthy dams and bridges and transportation systems, healthy schools, healthy people, and, you know, it's time to stop fighting with each other and time to really start bringing together the left, the right, the blue, the red, and have a more positive vision for what we want our country and our world to look like.
What do you want our listeners out there to do? What should they be doing next?
I think we've got to do two things. Reach deeper in our communities, especially in the faith-based communities. We should be talking about these issues in the churches and the mosques and the temples every week. And we should also be stepping up our activism. So if you've gone out to a protest, try the next thing, which might be writing letters to your editor, calling your congresspeople, doing something more than what you're doing because the times call for it. We're in a really dangerous situation right now where the leaders of this country are in disarray and those who should be in the opposition, elected officials, are not leading. So I think more than ever it's time for the old cliche of when the people lead, the leaders will follow. Time for us to lead.
Thank you for all that you do, Medea Benjamin.
Thank you very much.
As Kathy continued to talk with marchers, she spotted a member of Veterans for Peace.
Excuse me, you're the man I wanted to talk to. I saw you earlier. Why are you here?
I'm here to protest the war.
And it looks like you participated in war once before.
Right, in the Vietnam era. So I was in the Marine Corps during that time. So, and I ended up protesting that war. And so it kind of depresses me that we have to relive history. And we have to go through a process of waking up and beginning to examine where we're at. And it saddens me.
Does it cheer you up at all to see all these people out here today?
Yes, it does. But it took a long time to stop the war in Vietnam.
Oh, yeah.
And that was a slow process. And if you know your history, the protest started when the casualty rate was very low. And it ground on and on and on. And the protests had to get bigger and bigger, but it took a long time. I mean, this is going to be a long-term commitment. It's not going to take just one or two demonstrations.
What branch of the service were you in? And I won't use your name if you don't want me to.
I was in the United States Marine Corps. I was a Lance Corporal. That was my service. And I'm Dave McKell. I'm now on the faculty at Northern Arizona University in Flagstaff, Arizona. So
you really traveled to get here today.
Right. I brought a graduate student with me.
Well,
I want to induct the next generation into.
I spotted you because in November every year there's a demonstration at Fort Benning.
Oh, yeah, School for Americas. See, well, I spent quite a bit of time down in Nicaragua, at the Sandinista, and I was in El Salvador. I met some of the nuns that were raped and killed there. That's what I meant, that this is a slow process. But the School of Americas, yeah, it needs to be shut down. Now, I went and studied as a sociology professor. I went back to the Maryknoll Seminary.
You're kidding!
Yes, and... I absolutely love the people I met at the Maryknoll Seminary. So it's an unsolicited advertisement.
Thank you, Dave.
Well, thank you.
Can I ask you why you're here today?
Why I'm here today?
Yes.
To impeach Bush.
Any chance of that?
Well, I think if enough people show their strength and their resolve, then at least we can kick out the Republicans in 2006. And hopefully in 2008.
Why do you think it took so long to get this kind of head of steam up for demonstrations?
I think the country's just been too damn depressed. The president sets the tone for society in the country, and the tone has been a very oppressive and depressive tone. And I think it takes a while to bounce back and get energy to get angry and say, we're not going to take this anymore. It's just that the energy has not been there. It's been turned inward. Now we're turning it outward.
Those that can give are giving generously to organizations helping families in dire need due to recent natural disasters. Those that don't have enough income to donate find other ways to help and are more than happy to think their taxes at least will be funneled toward rebuilding Gulf communities. But many no longer want their hard-earned money to go to a war they do not approve of that has already cost $206 billion. Kathy spoke with one man holding a sign saying just that, right on the doorstep of the IRS building.
It's interesting that you guys are doing this pretty much right in front of the IRS.
We're right in front of the IRS, yes.
Tell me about your sign and why you're here.
Well, we're here because ultimately it's the money. If people are complicit with war by paying for war, we're going to keep getting war. So the way to stop getting war is to boycott it, and for most people that means not paying for it.
And where'd you come from today to do this?
I live in Brunswick, Georgia.
I love your accent. That's why I asked. And you're not afraid that they aren't checking you out from on high up there and they're going to come after you this year?
A group of us were here 5 years ago, and we actually tried to turn ourselves in right here.
Did you?
For not paying for war, and they wouldn't even talk to us. I mean, you know, I'm not saying that it's not without some risk, but actually the risk is not what people think it is. The risk of paying for war is much, much greater than the risk of not paying for war.
Well, thank you for your commitment.
Thank you.
Watch your pockets, folks.
Just about to wrap it up for the day, Kathy spotted a woman holding a sign asking that her son does not become the target of a draft.
Excuse me. I had put my equipment away for the day. I was headed back to the train station, but when I saw you, I had to ask. How are you doing? How are you holding up?
I'm holding up just fine. I'm one of the lucky ones. My son-in-law made it back. He did a stint in Uzbekistan, and he made it back home.
He's until, back already.
Right, until the next time. I don't know if he'll be redeployed over there or not.
I just spoke to Cindy Sheehan. There's moms on both sides of this. How do you feel for her, and how do you feel about the women that are opposed to her?
I don't know how anyone could be opposed to her. I have no idea what it must be like to lose a child.
Where are you from?
I'm from St. Augustine, Florida.
Wow. Did you come all the way up here for this?
Yes, we did. And here is my 20-year-old son who's facing possible draft. And so we're here to hope that doesn't happen.
Thank you very much.
Thanks. Thank you.
So let's ask ourselves the very question that Cindy Sheehan wanted to ask President Bush. What noble cause did Casey Sheehan and 1,936 of his fellow men and women in service die for? Email us. Go to www.voicesofourworld.org. Just click on Contact Us. Or call us at 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. Well, that's all for this week, and thanks for listening. Bennett Silverstein, Dave Mikkel, Cindy Sheehan, Joan Baez, and Medea Benjamin are just some of the voices of our world. This week's show was produced by Kathy Golden, and I'm your host, Eileen Bott. You heard music today by percussionist and street artist Fred Washington, The Frames, Steve Earle, and Joan Baez. To suggest a topic or for more information on today's guests, please go to our program's website, www.voicesofourworld.org. To get Mary Knoll magazine in English or Spanish, please call 877-MARY-KNOLL. That's 877-MARYKNOLL. If you missed a portion of this program, you can catch us on our website, www.voicesofourworld.org. And please join us next time for more Voices of Our World.